Amen. As we get into the Word of God today, we got some other things that we want to do. We're going to partake of communion today for those that would like to. And so if you did not pick up your communion cups during the time that I'm teaching, you can feel free to go to the back table, and there's communion cups back there as well. But again, we want to deal with this idea of mothers, and even though it is about Mother's Day and ministering to those who are mothers, I want you to know that there is something in this message for everybody. Because would you agree with me that generally speaking, the promises of God are for everybody. Isn't that right? Amen. And so we need to remember that and keep that in mind, that this is important. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3 reads this way from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise," and it's a quote from Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. "This is the first commandment with a promise that all may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." How many of you recognize the fact that this is telling us that if you're going to live well and live a long time, honoring your mother and father is an important part of that. Isn't that right? And I want to mention this to you. I know that some of you may be thinking, because we live in such a dysfunctional society, dysfunctional world. Some of you may be thinking, well, you know, my mother, my father doesn't deserve honor. And I know that in the natural, you could say that my mother, my father doesn't deserve honor because they might have been whatever in your life and not a blessing, and et cetera, all these things. But nevertheless, there needs to be at least the honor for that place, that position of being mother and father. And again, if you're not honoring them, at least by way of understanding their position and trying to understand, you know, sometimes when you go through things with people, you realize that sometimes it's helpful to know why they're the way they are. And you know, one thing I discover is a lot of parents, they didn't have good parents, and so they're just kind of following the example of parents that they had, and sometimes even worse than what they had, because they're holding unforgiveness and bitterness toward them, and that kind of makes things worse. Is everybody following a little bit what I'm saying to you today, all right? And so again, we are to honor our mother and father. I'm so glad I was able Friday. You know, my mother's still alive. My father is in heaven rejoicing, wouldn't come back now if he could, waiting for us. But my mother is going to be 88 in August, and I'm just so grateful, you know. She's doing well. Physically, she's doing very well. You know, we got a minivan, and I took a step stool because I wasn't sure she's going to be able to get in it. And man, that woman, I'll tell you, she just grabbed hold of that handle, just got right in there, no problem whatsoever. And most of the time, and she's short. She's only, last time I knew, 5'2", but you know, as the people get older, gravity sets you down a little bit more. So I don't know how tall she is now, but she's short, but she just got in there. And half the time I gotta tell her to slow down because she's walking too fast. I'm concerned she's going to just go too fast and maybe hurt herself or whatever. I mean, I walk fast too, but I don't want her walking fast, especially if she's out walking me. Isn't that right? And I thank God for that. Her memory is suffering a little bit, but praise God. I just thank God that I was able to honor her with some flowers and take her to eat and all that kind of thing. We need to honor our mother and father. Amen? And do that kind of thing, because again, they won't always be with us. And maybe you're here today and your parents are not with you, or your mother's not with you. We're going to deal with that as we go further in this as well. As Pam kind of alluded to, you know, Mother's Day can be happy or sad. And I guess if there's a title for my message today, it is that: Mother's Day, happy or sad. And I'm just going to go through some things. We're going to pray for people today as the Spirit of God leads us. Again, this is going to be a little bit different than usual service and what have you, but I think it's necessary. And to be honest with you, I didn't have this message until this morning. I was heading in another direction, spent practically all day yesterday preparing another message for mothers, but nevertheless another message. But I felt like God wanted us to do this instead. And so the first thing is, maybe you have recently lost your mother and you're experiencing the pain of your loss. And again, I want to give you a scripture, Isaiah 61 and verse 3. He gives us, referring to the Messiah, we know him as Jesus. He gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen? Now, I want to just, by way of a show of hands, if you are struggling today, whether you're male or female, and you've recently, or not even recently, it doesn't matter if it's recent or not, you might have lost your mother years ago, but still on Mother's Day, you experience that pain and that grief and what have you. If that's you, if you lift your hand, we're just going to all pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Anybody at all? I see one gentleman, others that are raising their hands. Now, if you look around, let's just pray for these folks. Leave your hand up for a minute if you can. Let's pray. Father, you see those hands. And Father God, we pray for those men, those women, Father God, that are struggling at Mother's Day, missing their mother, Father God. We pray, Father God, healing for their hearts. We pray you touch them. We know you're right there with them right now, wherever they're seated. And we pray you touch them, minister to them, strengthen them, and help them be free of this overmuch sorrow, any sorrow that is beyond what you would want. We know we grieve, but we also know that in that grieving, there is hope. And so, Father God, we thank you for ministering to any and all who are struggling today because they lost their mother and they're hurting on the inside, Father God, or even grandmother, and they're hurting on the inside. We just pray blessing, help, and healing for their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's just thank the Lord right now. Just thank him right now. Father, thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor for healing hearts right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe that the Spirit of God wants to minister to people in various areas. And that being the first one, you lost your mother and you're experiencing the pain of your loss right now. And you know, sometimes people lose their parents before you've actually lost them. For example, I didn't really cry at my father's funeral because mentally I lost him years before that. You follow what I'm saying? But thank God Jesus is the healer and the deliverer. Amen. When I say that, I mean that he had this dementia that was a terrible demonic thing. I'm telling you, dementia is a demonic thing. The next thing is this. Maybe you've lost a child and your heart grieves on Mother's Day. The Bible says, Psalm 147 and verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Jesus is the same as the one he was when he walked on this earth. And it says in Luke chapter 4 that he still is the healer of the brokenhearted. And so if you've lost a child, Pam mentioned even abortion. You know, God forgives you if you have had an abortion. We believe that it is killing a baby. Science even says that. Conception begins, life begins at conception. And so we believe that is the killing of a baby. But if you did that, you know what? Jesus forgives. Aren't you glad for his forgiveness? Amen? Amen. But if you lost a baby through miscarriage or perhaps a child during its life or whatever, I want you to know that God is the healer and wants to heal your heart today. He heals those that are broken in heart right now. And so, Father, I pray for any that might be here today who have lost a child, whatever way they might have lost a child, I pray, Father God, that you would minister to them, strengthen them, that you're right there with them. Heal their brokenness, Lord God. Help them to be free in the name of Jesus to live whatever life they want to live, Lord God, for you and for your glory. We thank you for that, Father God, and believe you for that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then there's another category, if you will. Maybe you're saddened by the fact that you've never been able to have children. You know, the Bible talks about, for example, Psalm 113, verse 9. The Bible in basic English reads, he gives the unfertile woman a family, making her a happy mother of children. Give praise to the Lord. Another translation reads it this way. When a wife has no children, he blesses her with some, and she is happy. Shout praises to the Lord. And you know, I think of so many barren women in the scriptures, if you recall with me, and maybe you're not aware, but how about Sarah? She's probably the classic barren woman, and yet at 90 years of age, now I know if you're 90, you don't want to have a baby right now, but in any case, at 90 years of age, she got pregnant and had Isaac. Isn't that right? And so God specializes in causing the barren to be fruitful, does he not? We think of Sarah. I think of Rachel, Jacob's wife. I think of Hannah, who cried out to God. And finally, she had a child, and that child was Samuel, became Samuel the prophet. And so many times, God is still the deliverer. In fact, during our course of time in ministry, you know, we've been pastoring now here for 34 years, but even prior to that, traveling, ministering to people and what have you, there's been couples that have received healing in their bodies. They were barren. They could not have children. And yet we prayed for them. And lo and behold, down the road, they had kids. You know what? God wants to heal your body. If you're a husband and wife that have been unable to have children, I want you to know he wants to heal your body. Isn't that right? And he wants to help you right now. In fact, I'd like to invite you to come. Anybody, let's pray for them right now. If you're barren, if you're a husband and wife and you've been trying to have children and you haven't been able to have children, why don't you come down here? We're going to pray for you. The Bible says, pray one for another that you may be healed. And let's believe God. Is there anybody at all that fits your situation? Anybody at all? All right, looks like we've got a lot of fertile people here. All right, so praise God for that. Amen. How many of you know children? The Bible says children are a blessing from the Lord. They're a heritage of the Lord. And it says also that blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them. Comparing children to arrows in the quiver, blessed is the man who has his quiver full of children. My quiver happened to only hold 2 arrows, and we don't want any more. Amen. So maybe you're saddened by the fact that you've never been able to have children, but I want you to know that God is able. And you know, this message is not just for those of you that are here. This message is for those that might watch otherwise. But also, you know, when you come to church, it's not just about you receiving something that you need right now, but it's also about you receiving something that you might be able to minister to other people about. That it's not just a matter of you being built up or encouraged, but also so that you can encourage others. So that you can be equipped to minister to others as well. Amen? Now, how about this one? All right, for those past the age of childbearing. Some of you, you know, you might not have been able to have children, but you're past the age of childbearing. You know, I think of Deborah so often, the prophetess of the Old Testament, the book of Judges, chapter 5 and verse 7. It says this, village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. You know, a lot of you ladies, you know, maybe you weren't able to have children. And even those of you that are older now, maybe your children are grown up and whatever. Do you know that you have an opportunity to be, quote unquote, a mother in Israel, so to speak? You can be a mother to others, younger women especially, in order to minister to them and help them be that. How many of you know you don't have to be biologically a mother to be a mother to some who needs you? Isn't that right? Is everybody with me today? Amen. And you might want to write this scripture down. It's in Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, where it talks about older women basically mentoring the younger women and helping them along the way, how to be good wives, how to be good mothers, how to minister, how to be a blessing. Isn't that right? And so, you know, no matter how old we are or how young we are, God can use us. What he needs and what he's looking for are those that make themselves available. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, I think sometimes, you know, it can be on both ends of the spectrum. Sometimes people think, well, I'm too young. God's not going to use me. That's a bunch of baloney. All right. You understand baloney, right? Yeah. But then sometimes people get older and they think, well, God can't use me. I would submit to you that's not true. Right. Amen. That's not true. You know, I plan on preaching until Jesus takes me home. Or like one guy said, it's, you know, I'm either going to have the undertaker or the upper taker. I don't care. I prefer the upper taker. You understand what I mean by that, right? Called the rapture, the taking up of the church, right? I'd rather go with the upper taker, but you know what? The undertaker, one way or the other. But I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep ministering. And God's going to enable me. And you know what? We all should have that attitude. Right. Until I breathe my last breath, God's going to use me. Until you breathe your last breath, expect God to use you as you make yourself available to him. Is that not right? Is everybody with me on this right now? I mean, if nothing else, be a prayer, be an intercessor. Pray for those around you. Pray for those that God puts on your heart. And how about this one? Maybe your mother was not the way mothers were intended by God to be. And I know that that's a situation. I could tell you that my wife's mother was not the kind of mother that people would want to have. I mean, you know, she had a lot of issues. Pam had a lot of issues with her mother, and it wasn't just her mother. Pam was a little bit rebellious as well. She'll admit to that. You'll admit to that. Repent if you don't admit to that. All right. But, you know, her mother was not easy to get along with whatsoever. And so she had a lot of mental issues and whatever. And so we understand that. But you know what? Ephesians says this in chapter 4 and verse 32, the Amplified Bible, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another. Tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. How many of you know that he has commanded us to forgive the way Christ has forgiven us? How many of you have been forgiven? And if you haven't received forgiveness, you're going to have an opportunity today. But I know that we all who have accepted Jesus, we've been forgiven of our sin. And you know what that means? That means that Christ by his Holy Spirit lives on the inside of every one of us. Therefore, the forgiver lives in you. The ability to forgive, the power to forgive is on the inside of us. In fact, I would submit to you this, that most of us probably can't forgive in our own strength, especially depending upon how severe abuse was or the severity of whatever you went through with a parent or whomever. But we don't have the ability within ourselves to forgive. But thank God, we don't have to live this Christian life by any means by our own ability, whether it be forgiveness or otherwise. We have the forgiver living on the inside of us, and we can cry out to him and say, Lord, help me to forgive so-and-so. Help me to forgive my mother. Help me to let her loose, to let her be free. Help me not be bound by the past in whatever way. And that unforgiveness is being bound by the past. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Is everybody with me here today? And whether she's alive or she's passed away, forgiveness is really important for your sake, for your good, and you can do it by the power of God. By faith, you can forgive. Is everybody with me? And I know that that's an entire message and series all by itself, but I encourage you that if you're struggling with unforgiveness toward anyone, including your mother perhaps, I encourage you to go through the New Testament, get all, as many as you can, of some forgiveness scriptures. In fact, you only need one. That one alone is enough for you to memorize, to get down on the inside of you, and then begin to say by faith, Father, I thank you that by faith with your power and your ability, I forgive my mother. I forgive so-and-so. I forgive them, not in my own power and strength, but Father, with your power and strength, I believe by faith that I forgive them. And I'll tell you another way that will help you to forgive anybody is by praying for them on a regular basis. Pray for them. It's hard to hold grudges against someone you're continually praying for. There's something about that that empowers you to be free, empowers you to be free from that. Is everybody with me? Amen. Amen. So again, it's Mother's Day. We're rejoicing in that today. If you're struggling in any way, we are going to have prayer partners up here at the end, and you can come up and be prayed for whatever reason, whatever need you have. But before, and we're not done yet, before we go, I have a couple of videos I want to show you. Would that be all right? Anyway, praise God. I want to, before we partake of communion together, would you all just stand for a few moments? And you know, the most important part of this service is to convey to you the importance of receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior if you've never done that before. The Bible says every single one of us have sinned. That means every single one of us have broken God's law, and therefore we all need forgiveness. And the good news is that even though we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we all deserve punishment and judgment, the good news is that Jesus Christ came. God became man in the person of Jesus Christ in order so that as a man, he could bear your penalty, my judgment and your judgment. I don't know about you. Well, actually, I do know about you. But like me, you and I deserve hell. I deserve hell. I deserve eternal punishment, and so does each and every one of us and all of humanity. But the good news is we don't have to get what we deserve because our God is a merciful God, and by his mercy, he has provided a way for us to receive forgiveness and be placed in right standing with Almighty God. And so we never want to stop a service or end a service without an opportunity for each and every person who may be here today who've never received Christ as their Lord and Savior. You can't earn your way to heaven. The Bible says it's a gift called eternal life, and it's not something that you can earn or work for. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. And so this is something that you can't earn. You can't work for it. And because you don't have to work for it, you can be confident that you receive it because it's not based on your works. It's based on his work in going to the cross and being punished for you and me in our stead and rising again from the dead and alive forevermore. And so again, you can't earn your way, but it's a gift that God wants you to receive because of the fact that he loves you and he cares about you. He is, again, a very merciful God. And so with every head bowed, every eye closed, everybody just in an attitude of prayer, if you're here today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the Bible says today is the day of salvation, which tells us that tomorrow could be too late. Don't take a chance. No matter whether you're young or old, your life could be snuffed out in a moment's time, and you never expected it to happen. And so today is your day to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm not going to make you come up here, but if you would raise your hand, we're all going to pray together, and we're going to help you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and give your life to Him. And so, lest there be one, would you be so bold as to raise your hand? And by doing so, you're telling God and showing me that you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Anybody at all? Lest there be even one here today, you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Today is the day. Tomorrow could be too late. Anybody at all, you've never received Him as your Lord and Savior. All right, I do not see any hands. I pray then that everybody here has received Him. But we're going to pray this prayer as we always do, based on Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I encourage you to pray this prayer. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, even if you didn't raise your hand, I encourage you to pray the prayer and accept Him as your Lord in a genuine way. So let's all pray this together. God in heaven, I thank you that Jesus Christ died for me. He took the judgment, the punishment that I deserved so I could be forgiven. So today, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I turn from sin, and Lord, I turn to you. I believe with all my heart that not only did you die, but you rose again, and you're alive. Come into my life today, and with your help, from this day forward, I will live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give God praise, shall we? Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope that you enjoyed this message and that you were truly blessed by it. If you would like to support the ministry of Abounding Grace Christian Church, there are three ways to give. If you'd like to give online, go to our website, agcc.church, and look for the green tab on the top that says Give Online. You can also text to give by texting the amount to 518-670-4334 or download the My Church website giving app. Find our church by searching our zip code 12303, then create an account. No gift is too small, and we really appreciate all that you give. God bless you.